Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Carver High, I got to ask you. I mean, this is, we got some shenanigans going on here before game seven. It appears to me that there was a Zamboni incident today where the GM of the Blues was screaming at people and telling them to do their Pharrelling jobs in Boston, not going over well with the locals. They're not having it. And there were some people talking about going to the bathroom in someone's Cheerios. What is going on?
Yeah, it seems like the St. Louis Blues were ready to practice this morning.
Very sensitive.
And the rink was not ready. And GM Doug Armstrong decided to let the guys that work on the rink kind of know about it.
Have it.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, do you think it's all a game, that they did it on purpose? Could there be anything so ridiculous that they're trying to screw up the Blues routine?
I mean, honestly, this is the last game of the entire NHL season. I just don't see that being the reason why this happened. As much as I'd like to think that it is, it's just there's no way. He did go back and apologize to the gentleman later on.
Too late.
Too late, right.
So let me ask you.
One of the other funny parts of this was
one of
the guys that works on the crew there at the TD Bank Arena is Bruins defenseman Matt Grizzlick, the guy who's been out with the induction. His father's part of the crew.
Oh, his father.
That works on the.
So he's the guy that got his bell rung.
Right. He was not the guy that gave him the who went in your Cheerios line, but.
So now let me get down to business here. I know you've been on the Blues for the entire time. You've been on
this
the Blues
series.
For this series. So has anything changed your opinion of, like, Rask and Binnington? Let's face facts. One guy's like 98 or 97 or what is he, 94? I think he's 94. The other guy's 87 in terms of their save percentage. So your boy Binnington has had a couple of bad games, the 7-goal game, the 5-goal game. He's got lit up a few times. But they have been on the road. We'll talk to Bob Ryan about it at the top of the hour. But on the road, they've been pretty tough. Do you believe – because I told you I thought they'd go win Game 7 in Boston. I'm not sure I'm feeling that as much tonight as I was prior to this.
Yeah.
I think that Rask is better than Binnington.
No, I said it all last week. I thought that the Blues, when they won that Game 5 in Boston – I thought they really needed to win Game 6 in St. Louis on Sunday night. I thought that was their chance to win the Cup. I am rooting for them. I want to see them win tomorrow night, believe me. But I just
don't. So we're going to have some tension in here tomorrow night? Another Islander-Penguin tension night?
Well, no. I mean, look, at the end of the day, it is what it is. Now, I've got a wager on St. Louis that I made at the beginning of the series. I'm obviously hoping to win that. I don't want to see Boston win another title. I don't want any of that going on either. But you have to look at it from the way it is. Are the Blues really going to win 3 games in Boston in this series? I just find it really hard that they're going to win a 3rd game in Boston.
Just like
I'm not
Toronto,
worried about
just
Binnington.
Like Toronto trying to win 3 in Oracle.
I'm not worried about Binnington. I'm really not.
You're not worried about
I'm not worried about Binnington. I know that those 2 games were bad. Here's the thing, as we've seen with the Blues, when they play their game, they're a really team combined effort. It's not just the goaltender. It's everything that all 5 guys on the ice are doing. They play as a unit, and you saw that in 4 out of the 6 games in this series. They could go in there tomorrow night and win. I just think it's very tough. I'd put it at this, 60-40 Bruins.
So Maroon has had some success. He had the clincher against the Stars, the game winner in that series. Do you think he could be a guy that, this guy has done it already in this playoff run? You think because we haven't heard his name pop up lately. Is he about due to bust one off?
Sure, look, a lot of times when you have a game seven, you know, there in any playoff series in the NHL, there seems to be an unlikely hero or a guy that maybe has been slumping that ends up getting a huge winner. We talked about the guy on Carolina, Justin Williams. I mean, he's always a huge game seven guy. He's not really known as a high-octane player throughout the whole season, but he gets it done in the playoffs. You need a guy who is just going to step up and be the hero. What about the year that the Penguins won, right? That game seven in Detroit. Talbot had the two goals. I mean, it's not like Crosby and Malkin won the game. Talbot had the two goals.
A new hero, new
right.
story.
Right, it's going to be somebody like that.
So, how smart, Mafia, do you think you got to play in this game seven, not screw up and give, you know, teams power plays? I think a lot of it comes down to who's going to have the man advantage. How many times are you going to be able to convert? Because it really boils down to, you know, Marchand had the power play goal to open game six, right? And they never look back. So how do you feel about playing smart, PKs, and power plays?
That's how you got to play it. That's how you always, well, nine times out of ten, you see that happen in game seven. You see the guys grab the sticks tighter. They're less inclined to go and take the chances, whether it's pinching on certain things in the defensive end or, you know, making those rushes and trying to get the odd man rush where the defenseman jumps in. They're much more inclined to play forwards, rush, defenseman stay back, and not give up the big odd man rushes and the big opportunities until you get later on. Until you either get down in the game or you get late and it's tied up and someone's got to, you know, blink first in the game of chicken. But for the most part, in the beginning of these games, usually it's tight, low scoring, both teams trying to not give the game up rather than trying to win it right out of the gates.
Do you know that Bobby Orr, all-time 8 goals, 16 games, is the most Bruins Stanley Cup final goal scorer in terms of numbers? And then Marchand and Bergeron, 7 each, Carver High. These two guys are on the verge of tying. One of them could score and tie Bobby Orr. Now, Bobby Orr's got a statue outside the building. What do you think will happen down the road when it's all over and long from now, Marchand and Bergeron are done playing in the NHL? Will they be remembered as much as Bobby Orr was in Boston? Because these guys are doing what, you know, they've already won the cup and they've they've now caught him. Basically, they're one goal behind him in terms of all time. Will they be remembered like this guy?
Well, and they got a chance to get their second cup tomorrow night, so that's enormous too. Look, it's hard to get, you know, the crack, the, you know, the great Bobby Orr, you know,
right,
the legendary Bobby Orr. You know, that's a name you can't really touch
can't
up there.
That.
You know, up in Boston. So, but these are going to be two guys that will.
They're
going to
go down
in
together in history.
Of this franchise, especially if they get a second one.
They're like Lemieux and Jagr, don't you think? At some point, these two guys win two cups.
Well, yeah, look, and it's over a period of time.
They,
you know, they got the one right. They played in a third and lost to the Blackhawks. And it's stretched out. I mean, 2011 and now here, 7 years later. So 8 years later, whatever it is. So this is a big opportunity for them tomorrow night.
It's crazy, right?
I mean,
when you really think about it, those guys have been unbelievable. I'm telling you, if either one of those guys scores a goal in that game.
Well, when that line has scored in this series,
they don't have one.
And you look at the two games where they blew them out, the 7-goal game and the 5-goal game, it was that line, Marchand, Bergeron, and Pasternak, who was getting it done for them. And when they're quiet and the Blues are holding them down, the Blues have won the games in this series.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.